Sorry.
Hello.
Hello, is this Eric? This is Rachel Brown from Notebook Writing. How are you doing?
Good, good. Who are you and what do you want?
I am Rachel Brown from Notebook Writing.
From what?
Gnome, Gnome.
Oh, Gnome Books Writing?
How are you, Eric?
Good. I'm hot. Let me get away from the fan a little bit. It's pretty hot where I am. I don't know about you,
Okay. Where are you right now?
oh, I live in the Pacific Northwest where it doesn't usually get hot, and that's why whenever it does, we're real babies. It gets a little bit warm, and we all whine.
Okay. Yeah, so Eric, I saw that you signed up for book publishing services a couple of months ago.
I did.
So I was hoping if
I've
you're
been. I could have.
still interested.
Well, I'm kind of interested. I guess I just needed to know more about it.
What do you want to know more about it?
Well, it's been a while since I looked at it. What do you guys do? Are you publishers or expediters or what?
We do publishing, we do marketing, we do editing, we do ghostwriting. We have different services available. What do you want to do?
Well, I've got actually two books written,
All
and
right.
I'm going through the first one now. I mean, I'd already done. I'm sure you know how writers are. You do a final draft, quote unquote final, and then you do another one and another one. And I'm getting down now to where I'm pretty satisfied that it's as good as I'm going to get it.
So you're almost done with the book.
Yeah, both books.
What is it about?
In a way, it's a bit of an obscure topic. It's about it's a biography, autobiography. It's about the year that I fished in Bristol Bay, Alaska,
Oh,
which
fish.
was commercial fishing in the early 1970s. And I went up there having never been on a commercial boat. I fished with on it was a small boat, just two of us on the boat, but the skipper of the boat left, and I fished the boat alone for the season. It's just the book's about my adventures, the people I met, the people who helped me out, the tight spots I got into, and it also is and actually has drawn a little bit of attention from some people in Alaska. It ends up being a fairly accurate, I mean very accurate, because I remember it so well, history of a time period in the Bristol Bay fishery that just nobody else has written about. So that's the book. That's that one.
It's kind of unique book. People don't usually.
Yeah, it's unique. It's unique. It's not it's not a grabber. I know that. It's not, it's a yeah, it's a story.
It's like something that you have experienced, so it must be really, really.
But and to tell you the truth, I mean, yeah, I'd be thrilled if it would find some kind of readership. But even if not, I want to get some copies. I know that there's libraries up in Alaska that they've seen it and have asked me for copies. And there's other certainly local and regional interest because of where we live here in the Pacific Northwest.
But they're like,
But the United States,
the
yeah, go
thing.
ahead.
It depends, like your book targets people who like fishing. Someone who has written an autobiography, they would want to know something like this. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, something that is real. It's not fictional. It has nothing to do with just imagination. It's just you telling about how and what did you experience the whole time when you were there, right?
Right.
And what about the other book? This one is about fishing.
Oh, the other, yeah, the one's about fishing. The other one was is about I quit fishing midlife and became an organic farmer. And so I started the first organic farming farm in the rather large valley that I live in Washington State.
Oh, amazing! So what is it?
So
are you farming?
Just about the story of how the farm came about is kind of convoluted, and I think, and others that have looked at it said, yeah, this is a pretty interesting story. It wasn't just like a fat cat went out and bought a bunch of land and started farming. There was a lot of a lot of machinations in the past.
Okay.
And so that's that one.
Yeah, so one book is about fishing, the other one is about farming. What are you writing these days?
Well, I'm not writing anything new right now. I'm just spending my time trying to get these two documents as squeaky clean as I can get them. You know, it's one thing to have gone through all the programs, you know, that will kick out the typographical errors, grammatical errors, you know, Grammarly and all that. But beyond that, I'm trying to make sure that it's the best writing I can do, using the best, you know, word choice and good description.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't know that I'm a great writer. I also, for a while in my life, taught college, and I got stuck, you know, editing a lot or grading a lot of college papers. So, I mean, I got a little background in that, but I mean, not great at it.
So we just consider this your passion. You love writing, you love editing, you love teaching people about your experiences, right?
Yeah, and I'm old and I don't work anymore, so this is what I do.
Sounds amazing, Eric. So you want the books to be published, right? Because
I want to get at least enough copies that I've had some interest from the state of Alaska. They've heard about my Alaska book, and they want some copies. You know, they're here and there. I don't know that these books have a chance to become popular.
There are a lot of people who would want to know about farming, who would want to know about fishing.
Yeah, maybe, and maybe I find them. I don't know. But like I say, I'm right now at the very last stage of doing my last read-throughs, and I feel like I've got I feel like the copy that I've got, the document that I have now, is pretty clean and reads reasonably well.
All right.
Which means I'm about ready to surrender and say no mas, no more.
Your book sounds amazing. I feel like, you know, talking about farming, fishing, not a lot of people talk about it. And you're like, every book has a different target audience. And then, like, there are a lot of people who would want to know your experiences. And it's, you know, like, a lot of people are passionate about it, but they just couldn't do it. So I feel like, you know, when they're just going to read your book, they're just going to feel like, oh, he did that. We're going to do it also. You know, that motivation you get after reading something that you want to do, and you just get it, and then like you read about it. So I feel like, you know, this is one of the one of those books that people would read. Yeah.
So I'm wondering what you can do for me. I mean, what I would like to do is get this off to someone who is a publisher, possibly like yourself. The thing is, I'm not going to be making thousands of copies. Probably. It's possible. I guess nobody ever knows for sure whether their book is going to sell hundreds, thousands, or hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, but that's actually a very honest review. You just said that, you know, a lot of people don't know.
So, but I still want to do all the work as if, just in case, and even for my own family and my kids and grandkids and now great-grandkids, you know, we'll know who great-granddad was got involved in. So I've got some artwork for a cover.
Uh-huh.
I guess I would say I have a cover design. But the book's got to be, you know, whatever whatever you guys, when I by that I mean whatever publishers do, mm-hmm. put it in some kind of, you know, chapter and yeah. and make it look book-like. And yeah, and I don't want to do that myself.
Yeah, it makes sense. We are here for you to do that. So basically, you want us to edit, proofread, and, you know, just do editing chapter by chapter. So that.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm going to have it to where I want it when I'm done with it, and I want to just leave it just the way I send it to you.
Okay, okay.
What I need to do is have it formatted,
okay.
you know, put into a book, make it look like a book
okay,
supposed
okay.
to look. I don't exactly know how to make that happen.
I know what you're saying. So basically, you do
but
not,
you know.
Yeah, you don't not want editing, you want formatting so that, you know, it looks like a book, right? That's what
yeah.
you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, sounds perfect.
And then I want to print a certain, you know, I want to see what it costs to print.
Uh-huh.
Per copy, and I know that the more copies you make, of course, it gets a lot cheaper. And
okay, Eric, I would like to know how many book pages.
Oh, probably about 250 pages each.
250 pages each. Okay, perfect. So, and you want how many copies?
Well.
Sure, yes.
What I really want is I want to see the breakdown.
Uh-huh.
I want to see the breakdown to see, okay, if you do 50 copies,
mm-hmm.
this is what each copy costs. If you do 500 copies, mm-hmm. this is what it costs. And I've kind of looked at things like that as examples online, and I know that it goes way down the more you do.
Yeah.
But I don't want to end up sitting here in my retirement on 500 books that aren't selling. You know what I mean?
Don't worry, it's not going to be like that. You don't have to worry about it. Just give me a second so I just can, like, tell you how much it's going to cost for, like, 50 copies if it has 250 pages, right? Can we talk about 50 copies?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
I've got that many grandkids.
Sorry?
I've got that many grandchildren.
You don't sound like a granddad, but okay.
Believe me, I am.
don't like sound like a granddad, but okay. How many grandkids do you have? How many?
Oh, seriously, I've got, I think 18.
Oh, that's nice.
Just yeah.
Give me a second, I'm going to calculate the amount. Eric, you want paperback or hardcover?
Paperback.
Okay, just give me a second.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the?
But I would like a cover, a colored cover. I've got the artwork for that.
Oh yeah, I got that. You have made the cover already, and you would want us to use that cover, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about you talk to my head, and she could just guide you properly how the procedure is like. Is that?
I'm sorry. How? When was I? What?
I'm just gonna transfer this call to my head.
Oh, okay.
And she could just guide you properly how things are gonna be like. All right.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
Fine. Okay. Thank you, Eric. Thank you. Hey, Eric. How's it going?
Oh, great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. This is Haley Stringfell, and I'm going to be assisting you further with the entire printing process. Okay? So first thing I want to know, what exactly is the print size of your book? Is it like 6x9? Is it like 8.5?
Yes. Both of them are 6x9.
Terrific. And would you want to go with, like, the inner pages are colored or are they black and white?
Good. Inner are black and white. The cover needs to be color.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Great. Would you like to have a glossier cover or a matte finish?
I would like a glossier cover.
I love the glossy too. That's how we women work or roll. Let's say that. Okay.
By the way, where are you guys located?
New York City.
New York.
Yeah.
Downtown or?
Manhattan.
Manhattan. Boy, there's a lot of small publishers there, right?
Where are you?
I'm on the other coast. I'm in Washington State. Live almost on the Pacific Ocean, so we're on opposite seaboards.
Oh, I see. All right. One sec. I'm almost just Collins. Okay, let's see the Texas. How many copies?
Well, you're going to laugh when I say this, but I would probably just want to do like 50 copies of each book for starters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll probably be sending most of those out just as feelers to different places in Alaska that have contacted me. A couple of them have heard about the book and are interested, but I don't know exactly what that interest translates into numbers of copies that they want.
Perfect. No problem. 50 copies are acceptable. We can do that. Okay, so everything is going to cost you $500 for 50 copies, okay? And that means we are looking at $10 per copy with printing. And
right.
We will also send you one free copy to your doorstep so that you can have a look and feel of your book. And as soon as you give us your approval, then we're going to go ahead
mm-hmm.
with the 49 copies, remaining 49 copies.
Good. So $500, 50 copies, and but before I get the 50 copies, I get the first copy that I can look and see if on it?
Correct. And if, let's say, you want some amendments, you don't like the glossy cover, you want to go with matte cover,
yeah,
mm-hmm. That's
the time to make the changes, right? Before you print the 50 copies.
That's right.
Good.
If we are going to go ahead and send you 50 copies all at once, and if you don't like the quality, you'll be like, "What the hell is, you know, what the hell is this? What have we printed?" So then there won't be any option to reprint the copy. So that is why we go ahead.
Right. Right. Of course.
Share one.
Yes, all this makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I'm going to ask you to do, and I'm really glad you contacted me, and it's quite timely, mm-hmm. as I am just buttoning things up right now, and I had been kind of in the back of my mind thinking, okay, well, what's the next step, and not really knowing for sure. But I'd like you to send me an email with the information that you just gave me so that I have it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some old people have great memories,
mm-hmm.
and I have a pretty good memory for stuff way back, but I'll tell you, my short-term memory
mm-hmm.
now of new input, if I don't have it in writing, I really tend to get confused on it and think that it's something different. So do you have my email address?
I do have your email address, and it's right here in front of me, like the Hotmail one, correct?
Yeah, the Hotmail one's fine, sure.
I'll use that one. And how soon are you looking to get started?
Oh, you know, when you called, I was proofreading. I probably would like to have another week or two in proofreading, but I'm pretty much ready to go. I mean, I've spent a lot of time going over this.
We can do one thing. If you are proofreading here, how about my team proofreads it for you? There's no additional charge. My team of professional editors are going to go ahead and review your manuscript and let you know about and fix any errors if there are any in the same amount. You don't have to do that. We can do that.
Are you kidding?
I'm not, actually.
Would they do it on a copy where I could see every change that they made
absolutely.
By just looking through it?
Absolutely.
And then I could...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, then I could, you know, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm sure I would like it. Maybe the 10th time I said something mm-hmm. that I really wanted to have the way it was. But But no, that's a great feature. My gosh. Well, what's the name of this company again?
Gnome Book Writing.
Gnome, and you're in New York City.
Correct. We're in New York City, and it's called Gnome Book Writing. We can go ahead and do this. I can include copy editing in the same price for you, in which you will be connected with the team of my experts, and they're going to be going chapter by chapter, page by page, and line by line to ensure that the book is completely error-free. And also, they will let you know the strengths and the weaknesses of your book. And if there are any weaknesses, how we can go ahead and overcome them, we can go ahead and include that.
Okay, well, this sounds, you know, really good, like what I could have, the best I could have hoped for, as I'm just coming down to the time now where I have got these two manuscripts and I'm just about worn out my computer with my editing. But another set of eyes, oh man, would be so valuable. So, yeah, get that out to me, and I will certainly look that over and probably jump on it.
Great, we can do that. How about you stay over the phone with me for about just 2 minutes, and I'll be happy to help you. And tell me this, are you also interested in getting your book published later down the line?
Well, the second book, yeah, of course.
Okay, great. And like on the very spot.
And it's not too far down the line, because I've kind of kept the books more or less, well, the one's now lagging a little bit behind, but there's not that much more to do on the second one.
Perfect. We can do that. Give me one sec. Just stay with me. All right, so we can certainly help you out with this. And if you are interested in getting a book published, the best part is that the book will be published on 50-plus platforms, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Books, Lulu, Chapter, Penguins. Along with that, we are also going to cover Walmart and Target. The best part is that we don't keep any percentage or any ownership rights of the book. You will be the whole and sole owner of your book yourself, and all the sales you will make will fall to your account directly. Okay? So that's pretty much of it. And if you are inclined towards getting your book published as well, everything is going to cost you $7.99 for both of your books, including the editing, including 50 copies.
So $800.
Correct.
Yeah, $400 a piece. That doesn't sound exorbitant at all. For the services that, you know, if you also provide some kind of a read-through by a disinterested writer, which is very valuable to an author, as you know.
Exactly. And that's the best part, you know?
It is so hard to edit your own stuff.
I know. Authors can never be satisfied till the very last moment. It's very hard to please them. I know that. Been there, done that.
I don't even see the mistakes. And then finally, when it finally dawns on me, and wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. It's shocking to me.
It happens, you know. And that's where we jump over and take the things. Because when a third person is reviewing the manuscript and reading it over and kind of digesting it, that's where the whole game changes. Because when the author himself or herself is going through their work, they find errors all the time. Like, they're never satisfied with their piece of work. So that's one thing that gladly we spoke about. Give me just a moment.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I prepared the contract, and I am emailing it to you. So let's go over the contract and see what exactly the contract looks like, okay?
Yeah.
Give me a moment.
Hey, can you tell me how to spell gnome? How are you spelling that?
Okay, it's G as in golf, N as in November, O as in Oscar, M as in Mike, E as an echo. It's Gnome Book Writing.
Yeah, got it.
Got it? Perfect. Are you like near your
computer? Good, yeah. And I'll get online and read about you guys and be a little more acquainted with you. I'd never heard of you until, I think, until this phone call, but maybe I had. But anyway, it's been a great phone call, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are most welcome. Give me a moment. Let me check if the contract is going through or not. Okay, there we are. There you are. Just a sec. I'm multitasking right now.
Give me a quick two-word weather report from New York City.
It's what?
I say, give me a two-word weather report from New York City.
Two-word, okay. Kind of hot.
Kind of hot, okay. Kind of hot out here, too. A little sticky and muggy for this time of year.
Very humid today. You know, the humidity is on its peak. I feel like tearing apart the walls, and being very honest.
Well, you got to have AC, don't you?
Yes, we do. We do, but that's
okay.
Not, you know. Because it's very hot today, and...
Yeah.
Copy. And when did you actually start finishing and wrapping up all of your works? Is it like, has it been a long time?
Oh, no. It's quite fresh.
Okay. That's good to know. That's great, actually. All right. I just sent you an email. Did you get it?
Oh, I'm not at my computer right now. I will go see.
Oh, sure.
Okay, let's see here.
Got it?
Coming up, sign in. And, I see nothing from you.
You see nothing?
No.
How about you check your...
Oh, there you go. Rachel Brown?
Correct.
Yep. You're here. It hasn't quite come into my inbox, but your name just flashed up, so it'll just take a minute or two until it appears.
Right.
Do you want me to look at it with you?
Yes, that's great, actually.
You guys aren't HIMS, are you? H-I-M-S?
What?
HIMS, H-I-M-S. HIMS Partner, I don't know what that is.
No.
That's not you, though.
No.
Okay.
That's actually news to me because we have nothing to do with them.
Okay. Yeah. No, it was just something that was in my box that I don't recognize.
If you can open up the attachment, that'd be great. Just give me 2 minutes. I'm also opening it up here on my window. All right, I have it here.
Good. I am not seeing your email. I'm looking through my junk mail now, way too much junk mail. I don't see it here either. Shoot, can you resend that, or I don't know what to do.
What do you see in your email? What do you see in your email?
What I see, I don't see anything. At one point, at the top of my email page, I saw your name appear, but the email itself, let me take another look.
Okay. Can you email me?
Oh, wait a minute. You are Rachel Brown?
Yeah. Actually,
oh, good.
Rachel is my associate who was in touch with you earlier, and then I hopped
okay.
on. Okay.
So let me open that one and see. Okay, here we go. From Rachel Brown, you can check our success rate from here, and then there's a email contact.
Second one. That's the second email. Do you see the first email?
I hope you find this email in good health.
Correct.
Would that be it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Young book writing believes in providing. And then, okay, I see it down at the bottom in a yellow.
Yes.
Maybe. Publishing guide and publicist. That's what you want me to look at. Great.
No. I don't
get it in my hands. What?
No. You're looking at the wrong thing. There is an attachment attached in the email which says contract.
Okay. We'll go back and look again. I do not. It says I have attached the service agreement,
yes.
Right?
And then there's, I'm sending you another email again. The last email I'm sending you again. You can go ahead and
okay.
The contract. That would be much easier. Hold on. Paste. Okay. I just submitted the third email and this very latest one. Did you get it?
I did not. Sorry. I still have your same first email. Wait a minute. There it is.
It says header is.
So,
if you scroll down, there would be a, you know, and
just a sec. I got to get back to my. Okay, this one is titled Book Plan, right?
Yep.
And if I scroll down, see a copy of the other email. What is it I'm looking? Oh, am I looking for contract?
Correct. It would be like a kind of a downloaded attachment.
Yeah, I'm looking. I do not see the word contract anywhere in this email.
No, there is no word. There is an attachment.
Oh.
Like when you attach a document?
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. Publishing guide and publicist, probably that.
There is a full...
But when I click on that, nothing opens.
Click on what exactly?
What's that?
Click on what exactly? What are you clicking on?
I'm clicking on, under your name, Rachel Brown, there's a phone number, and then it says Senior Publishing Guide and Publicist.
Correct.
So that's not the right place to click.
No, you don't have to click that. That's my signature. You don't have to do anything about that. You have to open an attachment you might see in an email, in this email particularly, which says contract dash with your name.
Well, now I've opened something that says known book writing, reviews.
No.
Would that be? No?
I'm talking about just how you attach a manuscript into an email. Do you see any paperclip option? Hold on.
I do not.
One second. Now I know what to do.
No paperclips.
Let's make it more easier for you.
You've got to make it really easy. But I don't see any. I know what the paper clip looks like as an attachment, and I don't see it.
This. Let me send you a picture. I've just sent you an email with a picture. You can check. That's what I'm referring to.
Great, that's amazing. Now, I went through your book, and it's as good as it gets. I have,
did you get an email?
Well, not yet.
Can you refresh your inbox? It is going to be there.
Yeah.
There are a few changes here. We might need to, make some edits. I will be sharing the details overview with you as soon as we start.
My computer is slow.
Okay.
Here we are. No, nothing. Oh, yeah. Now there's a 2 behind the word book plan in the same email that I got from you before. Maybe I should take a look at that or not.
I've sent you a picture right now on your email. Do you see that?
No.
You might, because you need to.
What's the picture labeled?
It's labeled as nothing. I've just sent you a picture on the email, and I've highlighted what you have to look at.
Well, I'm not seeing that.
Okay.
No, the thing is, Barbara.
Okay. One sec.
Did you share your manuscript with them?
All I see from you is 2 Eric Hawkinson, book plan 2.
Okay. No, the reason I ask is because the book of
Are you in your inbox?
Now I just opened. Oh, here we go. Contract. Is that what you want me to look at?
Yes, that's a picture I've sent you. This is what an attachment looks like in an email.
Well, I've never seen one look like that, but I take your word for it.
Okay. All right. I've sent you a link on. I've sent you my company's link, my website, on your email. You need to go on your inbox and you'll see it. As soon as you see it, you'll see it says click on this with a link. I want you to click on that link, and I'll be happy to help you from there.
Okay. I'll go to work on that. Thank you.
Perfect. Are you still there?
So, keep the wrap up here with it.